He's cooler than me. 54 with sunshine. And in Missy's world, it's always 72 and sunny, partly
God,
sunny.
God, you remember
62
that.
62 and is. Sunny today. Bit breezy, though. Skirt alerts issued. So be careful out there. Let's be safe. Sure, you can open the door. Absolutely. Go crazy. Yeah. Are you a little warm?
I am a little warm. Right. I didn't know it's going to be 80 degrees in your little, what is this, a nest? This is like your...
Sure, the crow's nest.
Crow's nest, because it's at the top of the building, the 15-story building out here at the Benny Media Complex.
It's 81 at 54 degrees. Imagine what it's like when it's 95 up here. Look forward to some summer.
I know, just because Mike left the room, it's gotten a lot cooler here.
Okay, it's the hot air that he's blowing out all the time, that's for sure.
Look what I have.
Hey, very excited. Now, I had no idea we were going
to... Look what I have.
We can't even tell who he is, though.
Well, this is the mystery man. And if you read the story, it falls in suit with the picture on the cover.
Cover of Hello Profile is Dr. Michael Janssen, and it's got him underwater someplace.
Scuba diving.
Looks like he's working on a shipwreck or something.
Can I tell you what? This was unloaded just like... Minutes, half hour ago.
Yeah, we throw around the term hot off the presses all the time, but this one literally
is
hot off the truck. Let me see it.
I'm going to see it. If I can.
All right, the big mystery, as in just like in Playboy magazine, we look for a hidden letter. This is an M that we're looking for.
Our logo M. It's an italic lowercase M, and it's hidden on the cover of every LO Profile magazine except for... the first two, and in Clint Boyer's case, which was a March, April, 2 years ago. So the 2010, it got buried in the layers of graphic, design. And so it's actually in the tire, but no one can see it.
I don't see this one. I'm sorry.
This one sticks you right in the face. So
sticks you right in the face.
It's a sharp stick in your eye.
I love that term, actually, but this isn't working for me here. I can't,
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what color it is. It's yellow. Now, see, I've told the whole listening world. Here's the deal.
Still have no
idea. If you don't...
Oh, there it is, right there in the middle.
Yeah. Okay. If you don't tell them. If you don't find it, here's the deal. In the issue, in the e-letters, you can find... We tell you where it was in the last issue. So, like, if you go to e-letters on page 24, this new issue... We actually show you circle it where it was on the.
Oh, okay, all right.
So the what do they call that? The cheat sheet won't come out until May. Sorry.
Man, I tell you what, I'm feeling healthier just checking out the issue of this magazine.
It's health, wellness, and beauty, honey.
You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling thinner.
Look here.
Taller, faster.
In my opinion, in economics, is smoking ban. Is it for the lake? Mm-hmm. And then we have four rock star business owners. Tell us what their opinion is.
Well, I don't know if Joey and Kenny are in here, but I just saw recently that they're making the move. They're going no smoking in the City Grill Blue Room, but they've also smart businessmen that they are have added a patio sort of thing to the front of you know where the sidewalk is.
So you can stand in the parking lot and you're corralled.
No, they're actually making a smoking section there, which is a smart move for them. They want to be smart enough to know that this is this is going to happen probably, but they also want to make sure that the smokers don't feel left out. So that's going to be a part of it too. And we've got other business owners that are going to be a part of that. That's certainly a big story here at the Lake of the Ozarks.
And we got it right in here, in my opinion. Check out what people think about it. But, you know, Joey said to me, it's been a while, though. He said that people would come in from out of town and sit and have meals there at the City Grill, and they didn't know that we did not have a smoking ban. And so they would enjoy their meal, and all of a sudden somebody would light up, and then they would be complaining, hey... You know, so he had more people, according to him, that were like, wait, you know, I didn't think there was smoking in this. And so...
Yeah, those people can shut up.
Yeah, you're a smoker, Mr. Nicotine Guy.
Well, you know, it's always been my opinion, and I'm not shy about my opinion about this thing, that it's a business owner's responsibility to make that call. It's not the government's position to make that call. I mean, this is a conservative Republican community, right? Am I right? Most of the people you talk to... less government. Keep it out of our face. We don't want your government all messing with us and stuff. Unless it bothers us.
Yeah, well, it bothers me.
I know it does.
I don't know. It just makes your food taste different. When you're sitting there eating a salad, all of a sudden you're eating salad with charcoal on
it. All these are definitely true. There's no question about it. And I enjoy going to a non-smoking facility.
We
had this conversation last week. I actually had dinner and breakfast at a good friend of mine's restaurant, the Batter's Box. No smoking in there.
Yeah.
Enjoyed the heck out of it.
Did?
Yeah.
Good.
And later on, I decided to go out and go to a place that,
smokes.
You know, have a little cocktail. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
Enjoy my my bad habit, you know, and that was their decision to make.
Right.
But anyway, this is going to be something that I got a feeling it's going to be like a truck running over the top of us anyway. I think they've already made up their mind on it.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Don't you think? Okay. You know.
I mean, the smart bars have already done it. You know, Dog Days has already done it.
Smart bars?
Yeah.
Are we segregating bars according to knowledge?
I think Dale did it with his place.
Dale,
you know,
yeah.
Inside you can't, but outside, still a free country.
He's got a bad cough anyway, Dale. Well, no.
It was a smart move on his part,
yeah.
Absolutely. But there's other places down here, some little smaller mom and pop places that are like, hey, we want to do what we want to do.
I think that's great.
Anyway,
you know?
Small part of the magazine, but timely, certainly.
Well, it's a health issue.
That makes a lot of sense. And then on the cover of it, I know you're very excited.
I do want to direct you to two VIP scenes of which your photograph
Katie. Yeah, you never get my photograph without my wife's photograph.
At the top of the page. Here we go, Christmas for Kids. Yeah.
I think it's just an accident that I'm in of those.
And then if you turn again, you're there again.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, guys, don't always put them at the top of the page.
Mm-hmm.
Move them down to the lower right.
Well, when you do that, she's a good-looking person.
She's
a VIP.
I'm very excited about this issue. There is so much good stuff in it. How much does it weigh? Feel that.
Mm,
it's awesome.
Pound and a half, something like that.
Dr. Michael Jansen is coming to the launch social.
And this is going to be at...
The launch social is going to be at Jay Bruner's.
Ah, okay.
We've kind of switched it around, Jay Bruner's, and that is going to be on March 6th, Tuesday, March 6th. And we'll have appetizers, cash bar.
First time at Jay Bruner's for this?
Yeah, first time. Patrick is going all out, and so we're very excited about that. He's
food should be excellent, no question about it.
Obviously. And Patrick will be in a suit and tie. I'm pretty certain of it.
Last three times I've seen him, he's been in a tuxedo. He's a tuxedo kind of guy.
That's because you're going to all the events, the nice events.
No, he's wearing the tuxedo. I'm not wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah.
I will wear a tuxedo this Sunday, though, at our bridal show, but we'll talk about that a little bit.
Nice.
Nice little plug there. This one's in the books. Next one coming out, because the reason we talk about this is not only because it's a fabulous magazine and everybody's curious about it and it's fun and the pictures are amazing.
Yes.
But we're also trying to sell a little advertising for you next time, too.
I wrote the cover story.
Yeah. Is this the first?
Well, no. Mommy writes once in a while, only when... actually, his interview had to be conducted over a holiday. Which holiday was it? I think it was Labor Day. And so, you know, there wasn't a lot of writers available to sit down with him for it. It was almost a three-hour interview. And So I ended up writing the story, and what a fabulous, interesting man.
Do you have somebody that checks on you after you write your stories?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I have my publisher's note, Kathy, even proofreads for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
After I write it four times, she ends up proofreading four different versions. But, yeah, you should read the publisher's note. I wrote it from the bathroom floor. That's the name.
I got to give you props.
Lying on the bathroom floor.
These pictures are amazing.
Of Doc Jansen. Doc Jansen has his whole team of people. See, he's a spinal surgeon. He has a spinal institute in Denver, plus his clinics. And his big motivation is training spinal surgeon doctors from foreign countries on soil here, teaching them how to do it, all the new techniques, and then he sends them back to China and where else, and they can even communicate via satellite, like during surgeries, he'll help them through a surgery.
Kind of a Skype kind of thing, he's seeing what's going on, so he can help walk through.
Right.
That's amazing.
But the guy has a 2,800 square foot swimming pool, and it is below, it's in Denver, at his house in Denver, and it's in his front yard, underneath the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
No, think about that. It's underneath the front yard.
Back surgery's been very, very good.
So he also, and maybe everybody knows him, Doc Jansen, from around here, because he's been coming here since he's 12. He's got a house over in the Shawnee Bend area, and he races Watch Your Back. And he also had Saratoga Stampede, the boat. You've seen these boats on the lake. So that's him. But he, what else does he do? He snowmobiles. He owns Saratoga Resort and Spa in Wyoming. And so there's a little feature about that in here. Since it's a health issue, we did a spa, his spa. And so he owns that as well. And he snowmobiles up there in the Wyoming backcountry and gets from mountaintops. He skis off of mountaintops. He's crazy. And so I've compared this story, I guess is where I'm going, to James Bond.
Oh, I see.
So that's why when you look at the cover, it's like, I can't even say it on the air, Octopussy the movie, you know, James Bond movie.
Oh, you can,
So,
that is a spear gun that he has in his hand, too. That's pretty awesome.
No, he's
taking
crazy.
Somebody out.
Yeah, he's crazy, but yeah.
Is that his private submarine in the back there where he just came out of? Pretty nice.
Yeah, you know, so I am going to go sample the Saratoga Resort, though, in March.
This is already set up.
Yeah, I'm headed that direction to, you know, they were saying, oh, come up and you can stay and you can write about it. And I said, no, we got to have the story now. I'll take the stay when I'm done. So
Jet Setter, Missy Hill's with us right now.
But look here, Dr. Massey. Dr. Massey's the big red bear. Everybody's seen it around town.
Right.
The truck that's oversized and crazy.
Sure.
And it's featured in
here. You know what's crazy? You can actually drive that thing on the roads, but you can't drive a golf cart on the roads down here.
Oh,
that's crazy.
I know. I just saw that. You know, I don't read newsprint.
World's largest magazine, or the world's largest vehicle, drive it up and down the roads. Love it. Think it's fantastic. Not a problem with it. But golf carts, we can't have those.
Isn't that funny? I just said I don't read newsprint, right? But I had to catch it in the leg today.
Sure.
And the Business Journal, obviously.
Right.
And
You can just say business. We find everything in the Business Journal.
Business Journal. That's all you need.
That's all you need.
Once,
right there.
Once a month. Absolutely. Guess where I just came from? Uh-huh. This is random.
I'm not even gonna guess.
You know.
Mm-mm.
Seriously, try to take one guess. It's
take
a meeting.
Uh huh.
Camden County, Water District. Board meeting. No, it was awesome. It was my first time. They've asked me to be on the water board.
Wait. Here's how the meeting goes. It's wet. And we're done. Any other business?
You know how important good water is?
Well, I certainly know how good publicity for good water is, especially at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
We've had some trouble with that in the past.
Well, you know, the drinking water, we haven't had trouble with that.
No, our drinking water's fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to be on that. You know, when you got kids.
Makes great ice cubes for cocktails.
Yeah. Wow. Water transforms. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so anyway,
absolutely.
I did that. I was there till 9:15, and I had to hurry over here.
Why were you there?
Because they asked me to be on the board. So now if you have any water concerns, you can call 365-2288.
Is that your home phone
and
number?
And I'm going to be district district ones.
So you have to go taste all everybody's water, check the water quality.
No, I'm here for support. You got some concerns. You know, we need to make sure there's enough water running.
You don't have
on,
anything else going on? Is that
on
why you're doing something
July.
Like this?
I've been asked to be on the symphony board. All of a sudden, actually,
on property.
Now, actually, I am. My concern for the symphony deal, which is not just the symphony; it's all arts here at the lake. But I think we need a performing arts center here.
Well, I'm a huge fan of back in the day when Judah Schell and all those ladies ran had the plays down here. I don't know if that was LAPAG or which organization it was, but we
Lake
used to have
Lake of the Art. Performing Arts Guild.
There you go. We used to have some amazing live theater down here. And now it's, you know, the high schools are still doing some stuff like that, which you're going to see, but we just don't have those people doing that kind of stuff. And maybe it's because we don't have the right facility
for
it.
We don't have, Camdenton High School Auditorium is probably the best. I mean, it is the best down here as far as acoustics and such. And
I like
stage.
Osage. I've seen a couple
great
plays there.
But it's not... Here's the purpose, is to get outside performances here at the lake.
Okay.
So just like the University of Missouri Concert Series, they have lecturers, they have dance, they have Missouri Contemporary Ballet, mm-hmm. they have musicals, you know, the New York Troupe or something will come and do,
you
know.
Is the lake really growing up enough to get a cultural arts center? Are we at that point?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because by the time this can be done, maybe 2 to 3 years, I mean... That'll draw people to the Lake of the Ozarks. They say, oh God, let's go to the lake and see Music Man, you know, and buy the tickets and stay at the hotel and do some shopping and
Stomp,
around.
Stomp, River Dance.
I did. We went to Stomp
kind of
up in Columbia, and right. It was just so great. And it's good for the kids to see that too. And it's really good for our children to learn culture other than what's on the CD. I hate to sell, or iTunes, you
iTunes,
know?
Yeah. We actually went to a jazz festival at the Country Club a couple of weeks
Isn't
ago.
Isn't that awesome?
Fantastic. Loved it. It was a great
time.
Yeah.
Well,
we have some great musicians down here.
Yeah.
And some really amazing ones that are just still in high school, and hopefully they'll stick around and keep doing their thing down here. They're
right.
really good.
Right. So that's my other, what do you call
mission?
That? Mission.
Yeah.
It's a mission. It's going to be a tough one, but I think we can get the support and the land donated and some things like that happening, and it make it a beautiful place where you can have receptions in the foyers and, you know, private little VIP.
You know,
rooms.
My favorite part about the whole thing is intermission when they flip the lights on and off.
You
and
like
I tell you,
that?
It's time
that
to get
doesn't
back
make you dizzy.
So classy.
That doesn't make you dizzy.
No,
they're
no.
flashing lights
no, no, no.
on and off.
Love
you
that.
Lose your balance.
No, 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 big fan. I'm not wearing the high heels, so it's not a big
oh
problem for me.
Oh my gosh. What else was I going to tell you? Do we need to go through what's happening this weekend?
I think it's time to. Did we miss anything in the last week that was a success, or did the Cops on Top last Friday that was a good event coming up for our Polar Plunge? It's coming up on Saturday.
But our big success at Profile is we moved our office.
I heard that. I was actually played golf with one of your sales guys on Sunday, Alex. Yeah,
good.
He's a good man. Good man. Drop by and see him and give all your business to my buddy Alex now. And I hear he was helping you guys move. You're over in
Landmark.
Suite
101. Right. It's the first one around the back. And we painted walls red.
Right by the Humvee
baby.
Dealership.
Yeah, right. And I was there till 1:30 in the morning last night.
So you're going to have an open house over there? Should we all just drop by?
You know, we're going to do, yeah. There's not enough room.
I heard there was snacks. We're here.
You should come visit because it does look really cool. And
yeah.
I feel like it's our own space now because we got to add personal touches. So, no, come by and visit. I don't know. We'll send out something. Who knows what we'll do.
Right. Well, the next time we're all going to get together with your staff and everybody is going to be the launch social.
Yeah, March 6th at Jay Bruner's, right?
What is that date?
It's Tuesday.
The Tuesday?
First Tuesday of every launch month.
I can't do this on a Saturday where I can go and have a few drinks and have fun and enjoy it?
No.
No? Too busy? All right. So,
but I'm going to be in St. Louis this weekend, so I'm going to miss the Polar thing.
I don't even want to talk to you.
Dance
You're missing
competition.
Everything fun.
Dance
You're,
competition with
got,
my
we
daughter.
Got, we got the Super Plunger starting tomorrow.
I know.
Those crazy people.
Oh.
24 times in 24 hours, $2,500 a piece.
I'll go over to just see Chris.
Yeah.
Chris Wagner, get a little wet.
He's actually sponsoring our, you know, I'm plunging on Saturday, too.
And did you get a costume?
Still up in the air on that. That's probably going to be a surprise. I am quite.
Oh, you're not telling me, but you got something up your sleeve.
A little something.
Kate's at the sewing machine, is she?
Yes.
She's
that's
got
all
her
she's,
needle and thread
yeah,
out,
absolutely.
Her little thimble.
Sure she is, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's got her bonnet on, too.
Okay, and then you're going to make chili the next weekend, right?
Yeah, well, we got our Bridal Expo coming up on Sunday. Can't
I know,
forget
you
that.
Had to throw that in.
Big thing at the Lodge.
I think we're going
to
be giving away free Profile magazines at your bridal.
Why
would
you
thing?
Want to mention that? That's a beautiful thing.
Well, I'm still talking to Greg to get it done.
All right.
Solens.
Well, give me a stack and I'll take them up there. I'll be up there all day, 11
a
to 4.
Stack?
We'll be there.
You said you're going to have 500 people, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, you can't just you're going to give these to everybody that walks in the door?
Yeah.
You're magnanimous. That's the word
magnificent.
Used.
That's magnation. Magnation's going to have her baby soon.
Speaking of which, we're only a couple of days away from the big event, the new addition to LO Profile Magazine.
The new office has an office for the baby.
Nice.
It does. And it's not decorated up in girly stuff yet. But
thinking about you, Mags. All right, so that's going on this weekend, but you're going to be gone, so really it's out of your preview. And then the weekend after that, a little something that we like to call the chili cook-off.
Chili cook-off. Now, I am going to be in town for that, and I am coming.
You're going to...
So, and you're making chili.
Oh, yeah. Kate and Michelle Cook and I.
Can I just request one thing? Jalapenos and chili. I cannot do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
You're
going to
have about
it.
25 different choices, so you want to have a little variety out there.
It just hurts my tummy.
Okay.
I don't know if it's, what do you call it? It hurts my tummy.
Yeah, gas.
Pressure.
But that's going to be raising money for Citizens Against Domestic Violence, a CADV. Uh-huh. It's going to be a Tantera again. And if you want to find out more, check out CADV's website. Still time to get involved with that. If nothing else, bring a cake. And we still haven't heard, I haven't heard for sure.
Bring
if Gail's,
a cake?
They have a cakewalk. It's fabulous. They have amazing homemade stuff. We still haven't heard if...
Can I go to Hy-Vee and get one of those ice cream things?
No, woman.
It'd probably melt before you get around the...
Bacon. I want to see bacon.
Bacon in the chili. Have you tried that?
Right there. We are an IDTM right here. From what I said, Dale Blue, maybe not playing the chili cook-off. I haven't heard from Angie yet.
I don't know.
He played last year and it was fabulous.
Yeah, it was good. Kept everybody on the toes. That's at Tantera?
That is at Tantera, and that's coming up Saturday.
The 3rd. Saturday, March 3rd.
I've only got a few things going on. I got Saturday plunge. I got the chili thing. And then the week after that, it's time for some bowling with Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Uh-huh. Saturday the 10th over at the Eagle Lanes. And that's an all-day deal. Right?
They start early because there's a lot of people going to be doing this. So you can find out more and help us raise money for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. A great cause.
They serve beer at the bowling alley.
Oh, yeah.
So there you have it. That is a reason to go.
And I can smoke in a restaurant.
You can have five people on a team, she said, up to five.
And they want $50 per.
Okay.
That's good money. Money well spent.
Can't do it. You know why?
Because you can't bowl in high heels?
Because they're flat-footed shoes. The equipment for bowling and golf are flat-footed shoes.
It's prejudiced against high-profile women like you. No question about it.
Water thing, it's all men except for me, right? The water board.
Yeah.
It's all men except for the gal that's taking notes.
I see.
And
women aren't very good at water.
We're the best at water. Here's the funny. Can I do a little funny? And then guys, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but I couldn't say it in the meeting, but I have to say it. But I went in and sat down. I was late, of course, because it started at 7:30. Kids had to be at school at 7:30. So, whatever. And I sit down and several of them have fluids in front of them, and it's bottled water.
Fluids?
bottled. And they go, would you like a bottled water? I'm like, I wanted to say, what's wrong with the water on the faucet? What's wrong with the water on the faucet?
Wow, that's irony. That's what that
irony?
Is right there.
Okay, guys, sorry. I mean, I just thought it was kind of funny. I mean, I'm a bottled water gal,
Well, you know what? Everybody should be switching away from that stuff. And if you're going to do it, get you one of those metal containers and then start carrying your water that way.
Well, here's the end of the story. The label on it said, Ozark Shores Water District. On the label on the bottle.
They make their own water?
Of course they do. That's what the water district does. They make water.
Probably came from Wisconsin or
something
like that.
You drill a hole, you pump it up, you treat it, and then you, you know how it says...
drilling tips were missing this morning.
What's the bottle? Danzia or whatever. Okay, Ozark Spring. Well, it said Ozark Shores Water District.
That's good stuff right there. All right. She's got many, many hats. She wears, and the magazine from my quick look through it is amazing. Cover is fantastic. The pictures are worth checking out. Information about getting healthier. Lots of doctors and nurses and wellness centers and lots of other cool stuff.
We've never had a blue fluid cover before. This is bright blue. And look how we shined up the water so it looks like it's really wet.
It's a first-class magazine. There's no question about
that.
It looks fantastic. And we're proud to be a part of it. Ella Profile on newsstands in...
Oh, my gosh. We'll have some out later today and Friday. And for sure on Monday, they'll be replaced. So the tribute issue, seriously, if you didn't get a white issue, you got to get it today because otherwise you'll be chasing around the distribution manager.
There's going to be less copies of that issue than most for people to pick up down the line for commemorative issues.
Yeah, we are really, really short.
Right.
We sent some to Miami Boat Show, and Sue's still passing them out to all the drag boat people and SBI people. I mean, we've been sending cases, so we are archiving.
All right, so
it'll be $12.50, double the price.
We got a couple of big events coming up over the next couple of weeks. You're going to be off to dance this weekend.
Right, but free copies of the Health and Wellness, March, April.
You making this happen?
March 6th at the Launch Social at Jay Bruner's.
We're not talking about
5 o'clock.
Maybe, possibly at our event on Sunday, too.
Oh, this one?
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
maybe.
No.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, it'll be worth coming out anyway. So is anything else coming up in the next couple of weeks?
We're selling May, June build and design issue. It's always our biggest and best. So be sure and reserve a space because we are going to cut it off at the deadline because it just, first come, first serve on
if
space.
If you have anything to do with homes, home decor, home building,
electrician,
maintenance, any of that
kind
of stuff.
We have a gallery, a photo gallery going in. For $200, you can be in the photo gallery with your product. It's great. So it's going to be awesome resource guide for building a new home. Ground to ceiling to floor to landscape to cement.
All right. Very good. Did you get
cement
any ideas out of the deal?
Or cement? Cement? Somebody made fun of me the other day. Cement?
I don't think it makes that big of a difference. It's not like tomato, tomato or anything.
Cement.
All right. Give us a little love for the website and we'll get you out of here.
Lakeprofile.com or 365-2288, and we're hoping our phone number doesn't change with this move. So you are having emergencies down the road. I almost got ran over by, there's three fire trucks going down 42.
Dangerous 42, there's no doubt about it. You know what it probably is?
What?
I think Kaiser passed a rule that they could have golf carts out here. Messed up everything.
On 42 Highway.
Sure, it's a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what we're
going
to do.
That's funny. If you had a shoulder, 42 doesn't have a shoulder. If you had a shoulder, that'd be something.
We're working on that. We're trying to get some money together.
I could get on Horseshoe Bend.
All right. Yeah, you need to
they
be on another committee.
They have mopeds on
right.
Horseshoe Bend.
We got to go.
Okay. All goodbye. Right. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, Missy.
Miss you, Mike.
Hello, Profile Magazine on newsstands. And March 6th, that's the launch social at Jay Bruner's.
Profile Magazine, your Lake of the Ozarks magazine. Hi, I'm Missy Martinette Hills, owner and publisher of LO Profile. Pick up your copy today, the special tribute edition honoring Big Thunder Motorsports Bob Morgan and Jeff JT Tillman. Also, the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association Overland Park Boat Show insert. Pick up your copy statewide, LO Profile Magazine, lakeprofile.com.
Build your own insurance policy.